Trump effect, tariffflation scare crushed as consumer goods prices plunge in January. By John Carney on February 27, 2026. Prices paid to U.S. producers for consumer goods fell sharply in January even as the overall producer price index posted its largest gain in 4 months, revealing a stark divergence that undermines claims that tariffs are squeezing American households. Finished consumer goods declined 1.3% from December, the steepest drop since March 2025, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics data released Friday. The decrease was driven by broad-based weakness across durables and non-durables, with prices for passenger cars, trucks, furniture, appliances and apparel all flat or falling. The consumer goods deflation came even as the headline PPI increased 0.5% in the month, exceeding the 0.3% median estimate in a Bloomberg survey of economists. The divergence highlights how the overall index masks sharply different pricing dynamics across the economy. Energy and food lead decline. Gasoline prices fell 5.5% in January, accounting for roughly 80% of the decline in finished energy goods, which dropped 2.7% for the month. Chicken egg prices collapsed 63.9% from December as bird flu-related supply disruptions from late 2025 unwound, dragging finished consumer foods down 1.5% for the month. For the year, finished consumer foods are down 1.7%. Even excluding the volatile food and energy categories, finished consumer goods rose just 0.2% from December, with personal consumption goods excluding energy down 0.5% for the month and personal consumption goods excluding foods down 1.2%. The declines suggest retailers maintain limited pricing power and are absorbing rather than passing through cost pressures. The consumer goods data undermine claims that tariffs are squeezing American households at the producer level. Durable goods prices were essentially unchanged from December, with passenger cars flat at 0%, light motor trucks up just 0.1%, household furniture down 0.1%, household appliances up 0.2%, and home electronics unchanged. Both men's and boys' apparel and women's, girls', and infants' apparel registered 0% price changes for the month. The Producer Price Index measures prices paid to U.S. producers of goods and services. It is not a measure of wholesale prices, although it is often referred to as a wholesale price index. The headline numbers come from the Index for Final Demand, which is based on prices of goods sold to households for personal consumption, foreign consumers, governments, and businesses as capital investments. AI infrastructure drives capital equipment surge. The strength in core goods inflation, up 0.7% from December excluding food and energy, wasn't broad-based tariff pressure but rather concentrated in categories linked to artificial intelligence infrastructure and defense spending. Communication and related equipment prices jumped 8.6% in January and are up 13.5% from a year earlier, the sharpest increases on record for the category. The surge reflects intense competition among tech giants for constrained data center equipment as Microsoft, Meta, Alphabet, and Amazon raised to build AI computing capacity. Related categories also posted strong gains, with electronic computers and equipment up 1.0% in January and 5.8% year-over-year. Electronic components advancing 0.7% for the month and 6.5% annually. And switchgear and industrial controls rising 1.3% monthly and 12.2% from a year ago. The switchgear category captures power distribution and cooling infrastructure essential for data centers. Defense-related equipment also showed sharp increases, with search, detection, navigation and guidance systems surging 15.5% in the month. Internal combustion engines climbed 3.8% in January while metal-cutting machine tools jumped 5.6%. likely reflecting defense procurement and industrial capacity constraints rather than consumer-facing tariff pass-through. Private capital equipment for manufacturing industries rose 5.4% from a year earlier, outpacing the 3.7% gain for non-manufacturing. The divergence reflects semiconductor fabrication facility construction, chip equipment manufacturing, and data center build-out classified under manufacturing investment. Government paying sharply higher prices. A striking divergence emerged between private sector and government purchasing patterns. Government purchased goods excluding food and energy rose 1.9% in January, even as private finished consumer goods fell 1.3% from December. A 3.2 percentage point spread that highlights how different buyers are experiencing radically different price pressures. Government purchase capital equipment jumped 2.6% from December and is up 5.5% year over year. Defense purchases increased 1.4% in the month while non-defense purchases rose 0.6%. Total government purchases advanced 0.9% after being flat in December. Margin expansion dominates services inflation. Final demand services advanced 0.8% in January, the largest increase since July 2025. But the composition reveals margin expansion rather than rising input costs. Trade services, which measure margins received by wholesalers and retailers, spiked 2.5% for the month, accounting for most of the services increase and representing the largest pickup in margins in data extending back to 2009. More than 20% of the January services gain came from a single category, professional and commercial equipment wholesaling margins, which jumped 14.4% in the month. This is likely related to AI-related spending. Apparel, footwear, and accessories retailing margins surged 8.8%, suggesting a healthy consumer appetite. Chemicals wholesaling margins climbed 8.4%. Health, beauty, and optical goods retailing advanced 3.2%, also suggesting robust consumer demand. The concentration of increases in margin categories rather than in cost-based services suggests opportunistic pricing and rising demand rather than broad cost pressures. Staffing services rose 2.2% in January, legal services increased 1.8%, and commercial machinery repair climbed 2.2%. All more modest gains reflecting actual input costs. Traveler accommodation services fell 4.1%, indicating pricing discipline remains in consumer-facing services. The trade margins data captures the gap between what wholesalers and retailers pay for goods and what they charge. The sharp increases occurred even as their input costs fell, with finished consumer goods down 1.3% from December, providing clear evidence that margin expansion rather than cost pass-through is driving the services inflation. The Fed likely to stay on hold. A less volatile PPI measure that excludes food, energy, and trade services increased 0.3% for a third straight month, matching economist expectations and suggesting underlying inflation remains contained. The measure is up 3.4% from a year earlier, showing persistent but moderate inflation and poor producer costs. The divergence between falling consumer goods prices and rising wholesaler margins complicates the inflation narrative. Some economists bumped up their estimates of January's core personal consumption expenditures price index, the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation, to 0.5% for the month following the PPI data, which would be among the strongest monthly readings in recent years. However, the consumer goods deflation suggests limited pass-through to retail prices may prevent the full translation of margin expansion into the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Federal Reserve officials are likely to examine the details carefully rather than react to the headline number. Consumer goods deflation suggests monetary policy is restrictive for the consumer sector, while concentrated inflation in AI infrastructure represents productive investment and capacity constraints rather than monetary phenomena requiring policy response. The margin expansion in distribution channels may prove transitory if it reflects one-time pricing adjustments rather than sustained cost pressures. The combined effect is likely enough to keep the Fed hold in the coming months, which is what markets had already priced in. Intermediate demand figures showed continued disinflation in the production pipeline. Processed goods for intermediate demand were unchanged for a second consecutive month, while unprocessed goods fell 0.5% in January as foodstuffs and feedstuffs dropped 3.5% and raw milk declined 9.8%. Excluding food and energy, however, processed goods for intermediate demand rose 0.5% for the month, suggesting some cost pressures earlier in the supply chain.